Welcome to Reading the Psalms. I'm Dan, and we're going to read Psalm 85 today. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sin. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath. Thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine indignation toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not quicken us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs up out of the earth, and righteousness has looked down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him, and shall make his footsteps a way to walk in. This is a warm, comforting, beautiful psalm of hope, forgiveness, the covering of sin. It's a psalm about the removal of guilt and trouble. It speaks of a hope that is founded on the one who gives hope and offers it. It speaks of hope founded on the one who created and makes grace. It has confidence and reliability, not on the speaker, not on some other person, but instead on a creator who... To me, there's a few images in this psalm, this creator who is a gardener, and he is gardening and creating a fruit of peace in verse 8, salvation and glory in 9, mercy, truth, righteousness, and peace again in verse 10. And verse 11 is where the gardening theme really jumps out at me. Truth rises up out of the ground while it feels like rain showers of righteousness pour down on top. I think that guilt is the great unsolvable problem of our age, of any age really, but it is a reality today. There are so many floundering, stumbling around, feeling confusion over guilt, and there are a lot of helpful teachings and philosophies out there. There really are a lot of things, but they don't, in my mind, offer a good answer for guilt. There is the teaching that we need to forgive ourselves, and that is a reality. Sometimes there are things that have happened for which we are not responsible, and yet we feel guilt in that, and we need to learn to forgive ourselves and remove ourselves from those sorts of false accusations. However, sometimes we do things, and we are at fault, and we have guilt, and I don't understand how trying to tell myself that I forgive myself will make any difference there. Yet, we may be a flower in the garden of God, a garden of peace and glory, where guilt and sin is covered. And that's what this psalm is about. Let's read it again. Lord, thou hast been favorable unto thy land. Thou hast brought back the captivity of Jacob. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people, thou hast covered all their sin. Thou hast taken away all thy wrath, thou hast turned thyself from the fierceness of thine anger. Turn us, O God of our salvation, and cause thine indignation toward us to cease. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Wilt thou draw out thine anger to all generations? Wilt thou not quicken us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee? Show us thy mercy, O Lord, and grant us thy salvation. I will hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace unto his people and to his saints. But let them not turn again to folly. Surely his salvation is nigh them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth springs up out of the earth, and righteousness has looked down from heaven. Yea, the Lord shall give that which is good, and our land shall yield her increase. Righteousness shall go before him and shall make his footsteps a way to walk in. In this psalm, we are able to thank and glorify God who has done all that needs to be done. And if we would but fear him and hope on him, we will be fruitful and we will grow well. Thanks for listening in, and I'll talk with you tomorrow.